الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلهكم إله واحد، لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The primary and most important thing in our life is to find Allah Ta'ala, to associate, and Allah be with us everywhere. If we find that, everything, our namazes will be 100% correct. Our mu'amalat, mu'asharat, how we live with people, all our business dealing. So we should find Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has made himself so close that Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my bandas ask you, where am I? Tell them I'm close. Allah is very close. And the whole mission of our life, of our whole worldly life, is to find Allah. And Allah didn't make himself far, far away. Or he didn't hide himself away. He's very close. How close? نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer than your jugular vein. In other words, more than your life is close to you. And without life, without the ruh, our life, we can't live. Allah is even more closer than that. So it is so easy to find Allah. And what a sad case if we live our whole life and we didn't find Allah. Even if we made all the ibadat, but we didn't find Allah Ta'ala. That is the thing, to find Allah Ta'ala. Further we see Allah made it, that His very name Allah. That also Allah Ta'ala made it in His name. Allah is fully in His name also. Like a person's name, for example, is Sabir. That means a person who makes sabr. And that person lives a life of sabr. Then we say that is Isam Ba Musamma. His name, and he lives according to his name. Some people live opposite to what the meaning of their name is. But a person who name, and he lives according to that also. One person is Abdul Razzaq. And he gives rozi also, gives food to people. He shows kindness to people. So his name is Razzaq, Allah's sifat. And he also gives. So that is Isam Ba Musamma. And Allah's name Isam, Allah, is Ba Musamma. That Allah Ta'ala is everything. Whatever you need, whatever you want is in Allah. Allah is the answer to every dua, every cry of your heart, every cry from your mouth, every cry in your brain. Allah is the one who answers it. So Allah is everywhere. So Allah's name, Allah made His name that it is everything. And then all the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Normally we refer to them as 99 names of Allah. But these are 99 that have come in one hadith. Besides that, Allah is unlimited, His names are also unlimited. There is no limit to the names of Allah. So to find Allah, that is our mission and goal in life. And that is what we should work to. Ibadat also is to become an abid. And in that, whose ibadat? Allah's ibadat. To find Allah Ta'ala. If we're making all the ibadat, but we did not find Allah. Like unfortunately, most of us, our namaz, we read Maghrib just now, but we didn't find Allah. Namaz was to find Allah. And we found many other things. Many other useless things. But we didn't find Allah. The Qiyam was to find Allah. Ruku was to go closer to Allah. Sajda was to be right with Allah. Very close to Allah. But unfortunately, how many sajdas? But we haven't found Allah Ta'ala till today. So the name of Allah also is such. We'll just discuss a little bit about the name of Allah. Here we see on top in front, the name of Allah is written. And our Shaykh, who was a great arif of Allah, would recognize Allah Ta'ala fully. And who can say fully? Allah is unlimited, nobody. But to what a great, great extent Hazrat had recognized Allah Ta'ala, that we in our kachi zuban, in our uncultured language, we say Hazrat had fully recognized Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so the first alif of Allah, for one, it is huruf e jawfi, that is, it is from the throat, this word. So it comes out from the hidden part. It is hidden. In fact, all the huruf of La ilaha illallah are all jawfi according to tajweed. That is from the throat, from inside of the mouth. So it is all really a matter of secrecy and privacy. At the time of mort also, a person says Allah and nobody will even notice it. It is. He has said the words, it has come out, and it has come from inside. So it is all so secret, and it is a great secret between a banda and between Allah Ta'ala. Then this alif has got a, according to calligraphy again, it has got that little flag like on it. So that is, Hazrat used to explain, like governments have, they hoist their flags, and especially certain occasions, then they make them fly at high mast, full mast. Fully the flags are, they are not dropped down, they are full open. So like that, the flag of Allah is there all the time. And that is to show that this is the authority of Allah in the whole world. Some governments might claim we are ruling this country, but above them is another government. In the government, we have different provinces, and you have premiers of every province or whatever different names they call them. But above them is the central government. And in the central government is the ruling party. Maybe the government is made up of a few parties. And then right at the top is the president. So Allah is the one right at the top. And Allah controls everything. So much Allah controls everything. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained that this wazifa we should read every day, 7 times after Maghrib and 7 times after Fajr. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alihi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. A person who reads it 7 times, then kafahu Allah. Allah will be sufficient for that person. Allah will see to all the needs and wants of that person. كَفَهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ. Whatever things worry him. The worry is the root. From there, the actions come after your worry. Then you think of doing this, doing that. And this hum, الْهَمْ هُوَ الْغَمُّ الَّذِي يُذِيبُ الْإِنسَانِ. It is that worry, hum and gham. We will normally call them synonyms, that they are referring to the same thing. But there is a difference between them. The hum is that gham which melts a person. That means his words, nothing. He doesn't get up from his bed, not making namazes, doesn't speak to anyone. He's so much in depression. What a deep depression. From such depression and such worry, Allah will save a person who reads this wazifa, this ayat of the Quran 7 times. Min amri dunya wal akhirah. Whether it is worries of dunya matters or worries of akhirah matters. What will happen to me in the akhirah, etc. Unfortunately, that worry hardly comes to us. Whereas that was the main worry. And if we have that worry, the worry of dunya doesn't exist also. But we have just made dunya our worry. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Man ja'ala al-humum, hamma wahida. A person who makes all his worries one worry, hamma al-ma'ad, the worry of the akhirah. Kafahu Allahu ma hamma, kafahu Allahu hamma dunyahu. Allah takes care of all his worries of dunya. Woman, tasha'at bihi al-humum. And a person whose worries are all spread out in dunya's things. What's going to happen in my shop? What's going to happen in my life? What's going to happen in my family? What's going to happen in my car? All this worry. Lam yubalillah fi ayyi awdiyatin halak. Allah does not care in which valley he goes and gets destroyed. So if we make akhirat our worry, All the worries of dunya, Allah takes care of them. And we make dunya our worry, then Allah just leaves us to ourselves. And nobody can do anything on his own. Without the help of Allah, every right becomes a wrong. And every wrong becomes a worse wrong. So we need Allah's help. So Allah Ta'ala is there, the sole controller of everything. So, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت. Actually, according to Arabic grammar, it should be tawakkaltu ali. But by putting it in this way, a great beauty comes out in the meaning. That is hasab, that is I trust on Allah, I only trust on Allah. All my trust is solely and only on Allah Ta'ala. Alayhi tawakkaltu, and it's only natural that it should be so. And why shouldn't it be so? Wahuwa Rabbul Arshil Azim. He is the Rabb, the creator, nourisher, sustainer, protector, one who keeps things running of Arshe Azim, the great Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that Arsh is what is also called as Majariye Qaza, the place where all decisions are made of the world. No dollar price can go up or down, no petrol price can go up or down, no judge can write guilty or not guilty till it is not decided there. Whatever there is decided, that happens on earth. So your contact is there with the highest authority. So you don't have to worry of the small little doorkeepers and small security. You got your pass from the highest, and you don't have to show your pass. That highest authority will let you give instruction that no security, no identification for this person, nothing, just let him pass through. So that is that contact. So with Allah, if we make our contact, that is Allah. That flag denotes all this, it has got all this in it. When we take Allah's name in dhikr, when we say Allahu Akbar in namaz, when we hear the adhan, if all that can just flash through our mind, that who are we and who we are connected with. And then Allah, the name Allah. This name also all from Jawfi, from the inside all these letters come out. And if you take away the alif, Allah's name is such now, without the alif it is Lillah. Allah, Nurus Samawati wal Ard. Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Many places, Allah is everything. But if you take out the alif, then it's the full meaning is 100% still intact. Lillah, that everything is for Allah Ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. If you take out that first lam, then you are left with lahu. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Everything is only for Allah. Lahu ma bayna samawati wal ard. What is between the heavens and the earth belongs only for Allah Ta'ala. And if you take out that second lam also, then you are left with who. It's He, one and only. La sharika lahu. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. He is the one and the only. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة ملك القدوس and all everything is only for Allah Ta'ala. So the name of Allah starts with the alif, with the hamza, which is also so great Allah's name. It ends with who, and that there is nobody and nothing. You even deny your own self. It's only Allah Ta'ala. And the time will come when Allah Ta'ala will demolish everything. Only He will remain. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Nothing will remain, only Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah will recreate everything again. But one time again will come when there was nothing at one time. Again it was only Allah. Again Allah will bring that time when everything will be destroyed. And only Allah will be there. So to have connection with that Allah, that at the time when we will not be there, but He will be there. And to be with Him all the time. So this is a great, great, the name of Allah Ta'ala is so great. And then we find from another aspect of Arabic language, the choice of words, like we have synonyms, they have the same meaning, but they have got slight differences in them. Just like twins, they are twins, they're the same, but they are different, and they are different in many, many ways also. So the words may be very similar also. And in many ways they might have the same meanings and the same connotations also. But there is difference between them. All are not the same also. So the name of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, Allah claimed Him, put it, and see the great perfection of the Quran Sharif also. Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Announce and say that Allah Ta'ala is Ahad, one. And it could have been equally said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَاحِد. But Allah did not use the word wahid. He used the word ahad here. There are various reasons which are given here. What's the difference between ahad and wahid? Wahid is the first numeral, one. And after that, it all the numerals, the road of the numerals open then. One, two, three. Wahid, Isnad, Salasa, Arba, the whole line then opens up to La ilaha nihaya. There is no limit to it then. But Allah used the word Ahad. And Ahad, it does not, there is no other word after Ahad. Ahad, there is no Thani after, no, there is no second after Ahad. So Allah is one, there is no one after Allah. If it was Wahid, Allah said, then people could perhaps doubt and think that there is another God also. But Ahad, there is no other even word, even in grammar, even in language, that comes after Ahad. The word Wahid, you get the feminine of it also. Wahidun, Wahidatun. You get the feminine also of it. Ahad, there is no feminine of it also. So there is no question of Allah having any partner also, having a wife or anything. Trinity is completely out. Where they believe in Maryam alayhi salam also as one of God. Allah Ta'ala is just one. Ahad. Fala yunaf. Wa hadha maqamu tashreef. And as Allah has said, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَىٰ. Allah gave them the higher position. Allah, where it is coupled with a great sense of responsibility also. So Allah is that Ahad, that there is no feminine in that equation whatsoever. And you say that Allahu Ahad. And you can't say for any person, Ar-Rajulu Ahadun, Ar-Rajulu Wahidun. A man is one man. There is one man, Kam min ar-Rijal Hunak, Rajulun Wahidun. How many men are there? There is one man. You don't say Rajulun Ahadun. That is wrong according to Arabic language. You can't say that. And then, the word Wahidun has fractions in it also. You have Nisf, Rub'u, Sumun, or sudus, that you have all the fractions of one, half, 50%, quarter, two-thirds, all the different fractions. And ahad, there is no fractions in it also. According to the Arabic language, for the word ahad, there are no fractions in it also. Then wahidin, wahidun, it does not serve the purpose of nafiyyah mutlaq. That is, there is no one. For example, فَعِنْدَمَا تَقُولُ مَا قَتَلْتُ وَاحِدًا. If a person says, I did not kill wahid, the word wahid, one person. تَحْتَمِلُ أَنَّكَ قَتَلْتَ اثنين أو ثلاث. If there is a possibility, you say, I did not kill one person. In that word, according to the analysis of the word, there is a possibility you didn't kill one, you killed two, three, four. You killed millions of people. There is that possibility. But when you say wahad, when you say the word ahad, and you say ma qataltu ahadan, I did not kill anyone, there is no possibility of anyone after that. In the word wahidun, there is that possibility. But in the word ahadun, there is no possibility of that also. And the word wahidun is used for aqil, people who have got brains. You say rajulun wahidun. And also you say, and it is used for those that haven't got what we say, no brains. But their brains are so little that we say no brains. Like rajulun wahidun, jamalun wahidun. Farasun wahidun, one horse, one person. But for ahad, it is only used for people with brains. And you can't use it for like animals, the word ahad. You only use it for the superior, for the man. If for them you use it. Wahidun, wahidun is what is called isme fa'il. And ahadun, sifatuha, sifatu mushabba. This is all Arabic grammar. And yes, sifatu mushabba is more stronger than isme fa'il. It has a more higher, stronger position. So Allah used the word ahad instead of wahid. So Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Allah Ta'ala is one. Allahu Samad. Allah is totally independent. If you have all this in your mind, then you'll realize that how Allah is not dependent, not in need, or is not in need of anyone's ibadah. He's not in need of anyone's praises. He's not in need of anything whatsoever. Lam yalid. He hasn't been given birth to. Walam yulad. He doesn't give birth to, and he hasn't been given birth to. And there is no one that is equal to Allah. None whatsoever in the creation of the entire creation is anyone that can come anywhere near Allah. Ma a'zama kitabullah. How great is not the kitab of Allah. What a great everything. Unfortunately, we don't ponder in the Quran. We read the surah, perhaps one of the most frequently read surahs in our namazes. But we don't ponder in the meaning. There is so much of in it. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Qur'an, Rabbal alameen. May Allah make us of those of the ahli al-Qur'an. As Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah explained so beautifully, one person swims 100 meters and is on the surface of the water. And he is such that if he does not swim, then he will drown. If he doesn't does his actions of swimming, he'll go down in the water. He won't remain on the surface. Another is that very well grounded, very experienced swimmer who goes down to the depths. What treasures he get there. What beauty there is there. What hidden treasures there are there. The person who was on top had got no idea of it. What he gets there. And he'll take longer, but what great treasure he's going to come up with. So like that, like our namaz, one is who made his namaz properly, even with concentration, but he was just on the surface. And one was who went into the depths of namaz. Everything from Allahu Akbar, till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. And he was deep in the depths of namaz. What a great difference between the two. For us, we will see the two, and we see them both are like the same. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nafil namaz. Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran. So where was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then his ruku was almost the same like his qiyam. And for us in ruku, so three times Subhana Rabbi al-Azim is far too much for us. So where was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then when he stood up, his qawma was almost similar to his ruku. So where was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ruku also all the time? And that is when a person who has got the taste of namaz, then he won't be able to come out of namaz. One is a person, one person was traveling with his boss, and the time of namaz came and he asked permission, if you permit me, I'll go make my namaz. He has a masjid, I can go and make my, he said, yes, by all means go. He made namaz, all the people were coming in, masjid got full, namaz took place, all the people finished the namaz, went away. He's alone left in the masjid. He's not coming out. So the boss came to the door and said, come now, everyone is gone. You also finish now. He said, he's not letting me come out. Who's not letting you come out? He who is not letting you come in. When Allah keeps you now in the masjid. and then you know what you are getting there. So when a person who has found Allah, we all say Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what position? If Jibreel alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, you called Ibrahim Khalilullah, your friend. Why did you call him your friend? He said, don't you know? He says, no. He said, go there and take my name close in close proximity to him. Okay. So he went there, and when Jibreel alayhi salam, who sees Allah Ta'ala, who knows all the workings of Allah Ta'ala, and he said Allah, not an empty Allah like ours. What a full, what a impregnated Allah that was. And when that fell on the ears of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he gave up everything and he was enthralled. He was overtaken by this beautiful name. And when he overcame it, he absorbed it. Then he said, please take my Allah's name again. So he said that, Allah's name, I don't just take for nothing. What will you give me for it? He had this whole herd of goats, sheep, etc. He said, take all this. He took it and he said again, Allah. And how he said, Allah. And then when Ibrahim alayhi salam again recovered and he said, please take it. He said, what will you give me? Take all these camels of mine. Take all this of mine. Everything. And then when he said that, what have I got to do with camels and goats? Farishta of Allah would, farishtas don't eat and they don't have anything. I just wanted you to have the value of the name of Allah. And so how much we work, and unfortunately we don't work. How many of us make zikr and make it regularly? How many of us who make it regularly, we are sleeping in our zikr? How many of us who are awake, but our thoughts are working the whole day's program? We are busy making zikr for 10 minutes, but the whole day's 10 hours, what I'm going to do, what I must do, yeah, we're working that out. Then where are we going to find Allah? Those who will work, and Allah Ta'ala hasn't made himself so cheap that you don't look for him and you get him. And neither did he make himself so expensive and rare that you try to find him and you don't find him. A person, manjadda wajada, a person who will make the effort will find Allah. And once Allah is yours, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Who has become Allah, Allah becomes his. And whose Allah is, what to say of that person? Then you also realize that whatever happens, you said, mutmain baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. We are sitting very comfortably. We don't have any anxiety and worry. Whatever is happening, the world is turning upside down. In our lives, family, community, the country, the government, everything is going upside down. But mutmain baithe hai, we are sitting completely with peace and with no worry. Why? Because everything is under your control. Nothing what is happening in the world is happening without the control of Allah. Neither is the wind blowing too hard or like there's no air. Like it's still, 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 still. Not the leaves are even moving, like there's no air. Or it's a gust of wind comes. Nothing happens without the will of Allah. Whether it's pouring down, and there are storms and storms, like the rain of Nuh alayhi salam, or there are droughts and droughts. Nothing happens without the will of Allah. So Allah is the full controller of everything, of our emotions, our feelings, our financial position, our health position, our social family position. Allah is the one and only who is in fully control. And Allah Ta'ala is not the being that he just does as he wants to. But he, whatever, mutmain baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. You do everything fully according to, not wisdom, according to your wisdom. Allah's wisdom. One is the general wisdom, one is a wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Allah perfectly, what we don't know tomorrow what is going to happen, the next moment Allah is fully aware. And what He decides for us now is fully, and Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Mawlana, قل لن يصيبنا الا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا. قل لن يصيبنا, nothing happens to us, nothing comes to us, nothing happens to us, الا ما كتب الله لنا, but what Allah has ordained and fixed for us, and whatever Allah has ordained, هو مولانا. He has got our interests at heart. What we don't know, we are adamant we must do this way, but we don't know the harm of it. Allah knows perfectly well. For who wealth is good, Allah, we want wealth, we want to be rich, we want to be the richest, but Allah knows that's not good for you. So Allah keeps it away from you. We want our health. For so many people, health is not good for them. Allah knows if they have health, they will use it in guna, use it making zulam on people, using it all types of guna. So Allah favors them by keeping them sick and keeping them bedridden. We might think that these people are suffering, but Allah is saving them from so many gunas which would destroy them in the akhirah. Mm-hmm. And Allah has kept them. So Allah knows everything. A person who has found Allah, it might be the small 5-lettered word, Allah. But if a person who has found Allah Ta'ala, that person, he's mutma'in baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, tu hakim bhi hai. A person who has found Allah has found the world, and he's the king of the world. One person was asked, Buzurg, how are you feeling? So he says, what you're asking, the condition of that person, according to whose wishes the whole world is running. Outwardly, it is words of kufr and shirk, that who is running the world, where we running the world. So he said, how can you say such words? So he says, I have submitted all my wishes and desires into the wishes of Allah. So whatever Allah wish is my wish. I got no wish of my own. So whatever is happening according to my wish. I have submitted all my wishes to the wishes of Allah. So everything what is happening according to my wish. I've submitted him to Allah Ta'ala. So everything is under my control. So a person who has that position, and to achieve this is the lifelong mission. And it is still more. And unfortunately, we just hear or talk about it a little, and we think we are in that position already. But to get it actually, and then to maintain it again, a person can easily, a fast moving train of train like this, you can fall out any time. And you can just be again, right down. So we have to maintain it all the time, to work for it, to get it, and then to be continuously happy with Allah. And whatever condition that Allah, it is from you. And you know exactly why you are doing. And Allah's system, that when He puts to Adhi, Al-Anbiya, Ashaddu, Ibtilan, Fal-Amsal. The most Allah tests are the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And then after that, who are more closer and more closer. So even the great Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, when we read of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the last moments came, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is conditioned, how Allah Ta'ala even put Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So that is the thing that حسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. And yet it is الناس حسب الناس, all people, we will test them also. So when the test come, how much do we go closer to Allah? How much do we feel that I'm being victimized? I've been sorted out for this difficulty. This I don't deserve. That person deserves this. That person deserves this. And this, that you make shukr, that Alhamdulillah illadhi afani mimma btalahum bihi wa faddalani ala kaseerin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. Oh Allah, this test, mine, you made it a very small test. What about other people? What test they going through? How you have favored me? Bottom line, that we have to work and build our relationship with Allah. As the word Allah is so small, but it refers to everything. It refers to He who is the greatest, the biggest, the most powerful. So in other words, to find that greatest, Allah made it so easy, just get the word Allah. And who seeks us, we don't deprive them of us. And who don't seek us, we don't force ourselves upon those people. أَنُلْزِمُوكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Must we force it down your throats and you dislike it? That is not Allah's system. Allah's system is that whatever will make amal, a little bit amal effort, Allah won't deprive that. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever makes an effort of مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا, just a small effort of goodness, يَرَى, he will see the results of it. He will get the fruit. So we must make effort. We must, our dhikr, our contemplation, and check ourselves. We're not making our dhikr. If we are making it, then why isn't Allah's concentration coming? And where will we see it? In our namaz. Whether my namaz is improving. Where will we see it? In our tilawat. Whether now I'm making Quran Sharif, if I'm making even tilawat. And if I'm making, am I has some concentration. Even if I don't know Arabic, but that my heart is connected with the Quran Sharif. Not that even I know Quran, I know the meaning also, but my thoughts are in all other things. Thoughts must be in Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif is the word of Allah. Our thoughts must be with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to work for. And our lives, already how much of our life is gone? And it isn't that we got another 15 years left. We are not even aware of 15 seconds left. Any person, any time can be gone. And what we will be asked, that all, what capital hasn't Allah given us to come in this world for the mission of finding Allah? Basically, it is to find Allah and to serve Allah Ta'ala. And everything Allah has done for us, وَخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Everything Allah has given us, all the capital of time, of money, of health, of energy, of planning, of working, everything is from Allah Ta'ala, and all was to find Allah. And if after all this we went and look for dunya was for us, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. What was for you, you went and worked for what was for you. And what you had to work for, your mind didn't even go there. What will be the condition in the qabr? And how will we answer when we were in these realities will come? Fortunate are those people who realize these realities while we are here in this dunya. And we work towards it. We don't waste our time. And we realize there isn't a single second to be wasted. A minute is far too long. For the Ahlullah, one great buzurg, he worked out, he took the trouble of working out, of having porridge, dalye, porridge what we have, and just eating the raw and just drinking water or milk over it. The time of preparing it, then chewing it, etc. And one is you put it in your mouth, you drink some water and you just swallow it. He saw the difference is 70 times more I can say Subhanallah. His whole life he opted for that I could say 70 times more Subhanallah. And how many of our hours and days and weeks and months and years we are just wasting. And we don't making qadr of time. And all this is to find Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we appreciate this. And Allah is so close. And Allah has made himself manifest. To laak parde mein hai aur sakht izhar tera. You have kept yourself in hundred thousands of veils, but you are so manifest and so open that we just see you. I close my eyes, I see you. I open my eyes, I see you. I don't listen to anyone and I hear you. I hear to everyone and I hear you. You are here everywhere. In our footsteps Allah is there. In our sitting Allah is there. And if we still didn't find Allah, there couldn't be a sadder case. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.